Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
What's happening in the inner city? Let me tell you, hope is crushed. Let me ask you a personal question. If you had all the power and all the resources, could you make a difference in the lives of those families and primarily single mothers? Could you make a difference there? Could you clean that place up for God and for Christ and for humanity? Could salvation come there in lives and hope? Could you do that with all power and all resources? The answer is yes. Where do you start?
The truth is, your God is a God of hope. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young wraps up his message, Giving Hope to the Hopeless, and explains that when God fills you with joy, peace, and hope, you're able to do more by His power. Stay with us for this encouraging message. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before Dr. Young jumps into his message today, we want to help you grasp God's Word like never before by sending you the one-year chronological Bible. It's the entire biblical text presented in the order of events as they actually happened. With as little as 15 minutes a day, you can read the whole Bible in 1 year and experience this incredible story unfold in history. The one-year chronological Bible is our way of saying thanks for your gift today to help The Winning Walk reach people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to give and get your copy of the one-year chronological Bible. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Giving Hope to the Hopeless, Part 2.
About 30 years ago now, three or four of the guys in the church took me down to the Toyota Center to see a closed-circuit prize fight. I don't remember who was fighting. I don't know whether it was Foreman or Frazier or Ali. But, boy, we were fired up. We went to this fight, big old screen. I'd never seen anything. Man, it was packed. Man, it was fire. Man, I liked it. Oh, it was so good. So when the fight was over, I was walking down some steps, and I was showing them with my great knowledge of boxing. You know, I had my hands up. We were talking, walking in the crowd, and I was showing them. And so coming up the steps was another man. He was an 18-year-old kid then. I didn't know him, African-Americans. And I looked over there, and he was showing his friends the same thing. So we got down to the bottom. We just never met each other. We just got down, and we laughed, and I was doing like this. He started laughing. He says, "Who are you?" I said, "I'm Ed Young. Who are you?" "I'm James Dixon." And he's an 18-year-old kid who had to be a pastor. His dad was a pastor. His grandfather was a pastor, and his father was a pastor. He was beginning a little church there. And so we laughed and talked. I got to know him. And time went by, and he came up to our church at Woodway, and I showed him around, and And he started to come up there and park his car at night and just pray in our parking lot, praying that the Lord would give him a vision to build a church there in the inner city where he'd been brought up, where he lived, and make a difference for Christ. He'd go there, just park his car by himself, pray. I've kept up with James casually through the years. Now he has the title of bishop. He's got a big church down there in the inner city. I called him. I went down there with my good friends, Jody Giles and David Dixon, our church, drove us down there. We met with James, and he talked a while, and I told him my burden. I said, "We live in two cities." I said, "I need to know more about." Not like I hadn't been there, I didn't go, and we do things, et cetera. But you know. I said, "I really want to know, are there any answers here? What's going on?" And he's told me this story. He said, "Last Saturday, we had some ministry going on down there in one of the toughest areas in anywhere around here. And I'll not identify it purposely so. And they're just miles and miles of slum rooms, apartments, a couple of stories high. He said, we go down there as a church and do ministry and try to help these. Most of these are single mothers, birth mothers with multiple kids, many times don't even know who the fathers were. And he said, we were doing ministry there with them. He said, I was sitting outside kind of steering all of our teams as he went to all these areas. And he said, then here comes the ice cream truck Saturday. And it comes down the street, and there's that music. He said, not a kid came out. He said, I knew there were hundreds and hundreds of kids. It's miles of these slums. And the ice cream truck comes by. Good weather. No kid came out. He said, I sat there wondering what in the world. He said, the ice cream truck went on through. Not a kid came out. He said, I wonder why. Then he said, I realized they didn't have enough money to buy a popsicle. Not one of them. Not this area. And he said, I went and ran down that ice cream truck. I said, come on back. Said the truck came back, said the Hispanic man and his son were in the truck. He said, park right here. I'm gonna buy ice cream for any kid that wants any. He said, I sent my guys up there and said, first two or three kids came, four or five kids came, seven, eight kids. He said, son, there's a long line of kids there. He said, but they came out from anywhere from four to five, even up to 16 or 17. He said, they all had their heads down. He said, they came up there to the little gate, the truck, and they'd say, what do you want? And they would point to one of the ice cream, Tutti Frutti, whatever. And he said, then they would look out and say, oh, yeah, and they would order it. And he said, I would pay for it. He said, then I realized everyone came with their head down. And he said, I went over there and said, hold your head up. Hold your head up. Look up there and read what you want and tell the man. And he said, a lot of them couldn't read. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 couldn't read. He said, those that could read, they were hard to hold their head up. And he said, I bought ice cream. I bought ice cream. And I told him, I said, James, I'm jealous. I want to be there. I'd wish I had been there to buy some ice cream myself. I'm jealous of you. And I said, I want to go there right now. So we left his church, went together, went to the spot. We got there Friday afternoon at the time the buses were arriving. Here, buses coming. I mean, kids coming out of there, all young kids, this stream of buses. I mean, dozens, hundreds, hundreds, just everywhere, all the way through the slum area. All of them came out there, and they started to scatter and go up. And I noticed there wasn't a single adult there to meet a single one of them. Not an adult, not an adult. And they run up in those little places. I looked over there, and there's some guys on a rail here, hanging over the rail, the second story, and the guy hanging over the rail. And I said, who are those guys? They said, they're Bloods. So how do you know? So they got all red and black. Bloods, gang. And they're sort of supervising, running everything here, in charge of everything here. I'm beginning to get it. That'd be very smart to figure that out, do you? Anybody need any explanations? You listening? What's happening in the inner city? Let me tell you. Number one, hope is crushed.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. There's more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. But first, have you ever wanted to read the entire Bible but find yourself getting stuck around Leviticus? We want to help you experience God's Word like never before by sending you the one-year chronological Bible. this one-of-a-kind Bible weaves the story of Scripture together by presenting it in the order of events as they actually unfolded in history. So the text comes alive as you see God's hand at work in His story of redemption. The one-year chronological Bible is our gift to you to say thanks for your generosity today. It's only with the help of friends like you that The Winning Walk can continue sharing the proven truth of God's Word with people like you around the world. So please call today to get your copy of the one-year chronological Bible when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Or text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now, here's a sneak peek at the teaching right after the break.
The kids don't go out and play around there because they're in danger. Did you read the statistics that are there on the wall? Those aren't just numbers. They're human beings, God's precious gift to us.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video clips. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is winningwalk. That's winningwalk. Now here's Dr. Ed Young once again with more of today's message, giving hope to the hopeless.
What's happening in the inner city? Let me tell you. Number one, hope is crushed. When hope is crushed, you got different words. Say, well, you know, what we can do about that? Oh, yes. Let me ask you a personal question. Just think for a minute. You have to think hard. If you had all the power and all the resources, now stay with me. I've had longer to think about this and pray about this and cry about this than you have. But if you had all the power and all the resources, could you mark off a square of the inner city? How many blocks? How much? I don't know. And if you had power and all the power, all the resources, could you make a difference in the lives of those families and primarily single mothers? Could you make a difference there? Could you clean that place up for God and for Christ and for humanity? Could salvation come there in lives and hope? Could you do that with all power and all resources? The answer, by the way, is yes. The answer is yes. Where do you start? You start, first of all, of getting the bad guys out, no questions asked. Now, that's not an easy thing. You say, well, you can't do that. Just sit back. Get the bad guys out. Well, I have my rights. No, you don't. Everybody there knows who they are. No, get them out. Get them out. Number two, find the champions that are in that area. There's a few champions down there that are frightened and beat up. Find those champions and tell them this is now a safe place. Okay? Then you bring all the king's horses and all the king's men and see who really cares, who really loves, and who really wants to be a part of the healing. I'm talking about the lines of corporation and businesses. I'm talking about all the politicians who talk the game and play the game and exploit people. I'm talking about the nonprofits. I'm talking about the churches. I'm talking about the hospitals. I'm talking about every entity, the educational system, and go in and rehab and train and build and see those who can be getting off drugs. Those who can't, we send them to some of these military bases that are basically empty, and we provide to them and give them another chance. Otherwise, we get them off drugs. We love them. We train them. When I was in high school, we had vocational training. We had shop. You learned how to be a carpenter. You learned how to pour asphalt. You learned how to build something, to make something, to weld. That's gone today. Go in there. Train these who are salvageable. Love those who are lovable. Provide protection for those kids. The kids don't go out and play around there because they're in danger. Did you read the statistics that are there on the wall? Those aren't just numbers. They're human beings, God's precious gift to us. You say, well, you didn't mention, don't have all the answers. I see the problem. I see some beginning ways to move. And I see with a cooperative effort to get the bad guys out, to find the heroes and champions that are there within, and to turn loose God's people. To turn loose God's people as mentors, as counselors, as helpers in safe places, to enforce those schools and to get in. Well, the problem is resources. No, resources is the least of our problems. The talent, the resources are there in your life, in my life. Hope has been crushed. Here are the hope crushers. Ignorance, illegitimacy, immorality, sexually transmitted disease, drug dealers, pimps, power brokers, you name it, it is all there. Get the bad out. Give hope to those champions who are there to lead in the community and go in with love and grace and means and force and begin to give those children who's basically a fatherlessness. Fatherlessness, that's it. If someone is a single parent around here, there are plenty of surrogate fathers who will step up in school and other places, but that's not true there. How desperate is it? I know of a case where there was a child struggling in school. In the inner city, the teacher said, maybe this child needs special aid, but we're going to try to work with her, and maybe she can stay in the main classes, not go on the special aid. And the mother said, oh, no, I think she needs special aid. And the teacher said, well, we're going to test her Monday, but I think she'll be able to make it. But all weekend, that mother took that little girl and shook her head. She took the test on Monday. She was special ed. Why did the mother do that? She would get no money because the child was now classified as special ed. Oh, that's the worst thing. Let me tell you something. Where there's desperation and poverty and despair and hopelessness, by God's grace, this family, be patient, be prayerful. We're going to throw everything we got to make a difference for Jesus Christ in the inner city of this part of the world.
Amen. Dr. Ed Young's message, Giving Hope to the Hopeless, will continue in just a moment. When you hear stories from the Bible, do you ever find it challenging to place a story in the context of the larger timeline of Scripture? Or maybe wonder where those stories even took place? We want to help you read the entire Bible in 1 year with a clear understanding of all its events by sending you the 1 Year Chronological Bible. Broken into 365 daily readings, this powerful study tool makes God's Word come alive by presenting it to you as the events of Scripture unfolded in real time. And it's our gift to thank you for your donation today to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging people around the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to request your copy of the 1 Year Chronological Bible when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yung returns right after this short break. And welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yung. I hope you'll visit our website for resources to help you walk the winning walk with Christ. Visit winningwalk.org. You can also request prayer, stream messages 24/7, and learn more about Dr. Yung. Or you can sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional online at winningwalk.org. And if you're on Twitter, follow us for more daily encouragement. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now here's Dr. Ed Yung to continue his message, Giving Hope to the Hopeless.
So here is what has, hope has been crushed. Here are the hope crushers. Ignorance, illegitimacy, immorality, sexually transmitted disease, drug dealers, pimps, power brokers, you name it, it is all there. Get the bad out. Give hope to those champions who are there to lead in the community and go in with love and grace and means and force and begin to give those children who's basically a fatherlessness. Fatherlessness, that's it. If someone is a single parent around here, there are plenty of surrogate fathers who will step up in school and other places, but that's not true there. How desperate is it? I know of a case where there was a child struggling in school. In the inner city, the teacher said, maybe this child needs special aid, but we're going to try to work with her, and maybe she can stay in the main classes, not go on the special aid. And the mother said, oh, no, I think she needs special aid. And the teacher said, well, we're going to test her Monday, but I think she'll be able to make it. But all weekend, that mother took that little girl and shook her head, shook her head, shook her head, shook her head. She took the test on Monday. She was special ed. Why did the mother do that? She would get no money because the child was now classified as special ed. Oh, that's the worst thing. Let me tell you something. Where there's desperation and poverty and despair and hopelessness, by God's grace, this family, be patient, be prayerful. We're going to throw everything we got to make a difference for Jesus Christ in the inner city of this part of the world. Amen. You say, well, I don't know if I want to. Let me tell you something. Your ice cream's melting.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yung. We hope today's message has encouraged you in your own winning walk with Christ. Today's broadcast is only possible because of listeners like you who give to keep The Winning Walk on the air and online, encouraging people all around the world with the proven truth of God's Word. We truly appreciate your partnership. And to thank you for your gift today, we'll send you the 1-year chronological Bible. This unique Bible leads you through the story of Scripture as the events actually unfolded in real time. In only 15 minutes a day, you'll grasp God's Word like never before as His incredible story comes alive in history. Call today to request your copy of the 1-year chronological Bible when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being here today for The Winning Walk. Come back tomorrow as Dr. Yung shows you how to rely on the perfect life coach who pushes you to your full potential.